Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Rastafari. First things first, here, Jai Rastafari here. We're at the Wednesday, at the fourth day of the 7 days of the strong, right here. So here for the Wednesday Wisdom, the Wisdom Wednesday podcast right here, about to ride up right here. But just some housekeeping right here. The previous night for the T to T Testify Tuesday, we had Psalm 57, and on the host line, it was going through well, but then all of a sudden, the sound cut out. But I could hear from another device also logged into the live stream that the stream was still going on, somewhat delayed, but it was still going on. The board and the boards before me were also still going on. Looking at the phone, didn't know exactly what to do. But it was, you know, like kind of like, you know, like you turn on the speaker, turn off the speaker kind of thing, you know, maybe the sound come back. But then a message kind of came up right when it went off. It said out of service. Now, I got to hear that they're doing some things with, you know, cell phone technology and, you know, these new systems that they're out rolling and all that. You know what I'm talking about, some of these new phone services and technology and people protesting against it and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I'm not too sure if that was what it was about, but that had cut off the audible for Psalm 57. We'd like to ride up with the fullness of that. As well as previous, it was Psalm 51. We touched on Psalm 51 and how part of that psalm is included within the standing prayer, right? And zooming in on that, ones and ones have, you know, said that there were some aspects of that that was informative, you know, on the principles of prayer and, you know, like the God within, the power, the source within, and not so much just speaking words to empty air without. Yeah, so we'd like to share that one again as well. So let's just start out right here. First things first, the evening psalm, because it's going to be psalm full. We have today's daily psalm, which is Psalm 114. There was yesterday's psalm, part of the audible, right, for Psalm 57, the Midrash. The full did not get to podcast and broadcast so that ones may have that for future reference and study. We'd like to share that. There's Psalm 51, focusing on verse 15, Kabarim, and the standing prayer, the 18 benedictions, the 18 blessings, the standing prayer Judaically concerning Psalm 51. Like to share that one again as well. So since this is going to be psalm full, right, psalm a D, so right here, let's begin off with the evening psalm right here, the evening psalm, Psalm 94.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Let the elders, may the elders, may the Rastafari elders that rule well, that administer well, that guide well, that superintend well, that profess honest occupation in Rastafari, that practice, that stand for Rastafari well, make the Rastafari elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially them who labor in the word and in doctrine, in the word. So I want the glory of his majesty, B-I-B-L-E, and the doctrine. Give us the teaching of his majesty. Yes, I, Rastafari. Hear you here. Evening psalm here for the fourth day of the 7 days of the strong.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, And ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Salamta, Beteseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
So first off, we had Psalm 57, previous light psalm, according to the royal order, and we're going to the midrash, where we got an out-of-service message, and it just dropped the line during the grace period. So there was only a couple of minutes of this audible that was shared here. Here's the midrash, a study on Psalm 57. Going to ride up with a full foray here.
Ekra l'Elohim. Elyon, Lael, Gomer, Alai. I will cry to God Most High, to God that approves the cause I have in hand. Hear. Mizmor non zain, nun zain. Hear the gimel, the gamel, the third verse, Hebraically, that reads, Ekra l'Elohim Elyon. Lael Gomer Alair Ekra l'Elohim Elyon 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 Ekra l'Elohim Elyon Lael Gomer Alai. I will cry to God Most High, to God that approves the cause I have in hand. Hear. Mizmor non zain, nun zain. Hear the gimel, the gamel, the third verse, Hebraically, that reads, Ekra l'Elohim Elyon, Lael Gomer Alai. I will cry to Elohim Elyon. I will cry to Elohim Most High. Lael, to El, the true good, the true God. Gomer Alai. To El, that approves the cause I have in hand. Rav Shimon, Rav Simon. Simon taught in the name of Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, concerning three things, tithes, greeting with Elohim's name, and reading the scroll of Esther, the Megillah of Esther, the Holy One, blessed be he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, approve the decree of a court on earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, blessed be he, approved the decree of a court on earth. Our masters say, also concerning Yehoshua, Joshua's band upon the spoil of Jericho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, approved the ban, for after Achan violated it. Even here in Yehoshua, in Joshua 7, verses 10 to 11, it reads, "The Lord said to Joshua, get thee up. Wherefore now art thou fallen upon thy face? Israel have sinned, yea, they have even transgressed my covenant.
Vayomer Yahuwah el Yehoshua, Qum lak, lama ze, ata nofel al paneka? Chata Yisrael, v'tam avru et briti."
Jehovah said to Yehoshua, Vayomer Yahuwah el Yehoshua, get thee up, Qum lak, get thee up, Qum lak. Wherefore now, Lamaze, wherefore now art thou fallen upon thy face? Lamaze, ata nofel al paneka? Israel have sinned, chata Yisrael. Yea, they have even transgressed my covenant with gam avru et beriti. Minayin, whence the proof? And the proof, minayin? And the proof that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, approved the decree concerning tithes? We are taught that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, were not taken into captivity until they neglected the giving of tithes. Of that scripture ordained even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 12 and 1, where it reads, "These are the statutes and the ordinances that ye, that y'all shall observe to do in the land that the Lord hath given thee."
Ele ha-chukim ve-ha-mishapatim asher tishamarun la-esot ba-aret asher natan Yahweh Eloheka ולבותיך לך לרשתך כל הימים אשר אתם חיים על האדם.
These are the statutes, אל החוקים, and the ordinances, ומשפטים, that ye, that y'all shall observe to do in the land, אשר תשמרון לעשות בארץ, that Jehovah, the Elohim of thy fathers, of thy patriarchs, hath given thee to possess it, to possess her. Asher Natan Yahuwah Elohe Evoteka Leka Le'rishtaha. All the days that ye, that y'all live upon the earth. Kol Hayamim Asher Atem Chayim Al Hadam.
And when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, when the Israelites returned to the land in the time of Ezra, they observed the tithes of their own accord. Minyani, and the proof, from the verses Rav Yochanan quoted, even the verses in Nehemiah, chapter 10, 33a and 38, we made ordinances for us, that we should bring our heave offerings and the tithes of our land to Halloween, to the Levites.
Ve'he'emadnu aleinu mitzvot lateta aleinu navi u'ma'esar admatenu l'Halloween.
Proof also from the verse, even Nehemiah 10 and 1, that reads, "In spite of all this, we make a sure covenant.
Uve kol zot enachnu kortim emana,
and yet for all this we make a sure covenant.
Uve kol zot enachnu kortim emana."
That the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites said, whether we go again into captivity or go not again into captivity, we shall observe the ordinance of tithes. And whence do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, approved the decree of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of Israel, the children, the Israelites, concerning tithes? because it is said, quote, that he subscribed. Here, Nechemyahu, here in the same verse. Uvekol zot enachnu koritim amanna v'kotrim v'alahe hatuma sareinu le'uyeinu koheneinu. And yet, for all this, we make a sure covenant and subscribe it. And our princes, our Levites, and our priests set their seal to it, because it is said that he subscribed it. Scripture does not say they subscribed it, but he subscribed.
V'kotvim.
Hence, here, it is said, I will cry, Ekra, I will call out, I will cry, Ekra, I will cry to Elohim Elyon, to God Most High, to El, that approves the cause I have in hand. Ekra, Elohim Elyon, La'el, Gomer Alai. Therefore, when the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, again neglected the ties. And here, Midrash Non, in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Non Zain, Nun Zain, Psalm 57, Psalm LVII, here it reads, hence it is said, Ekra, Ekra, I will cry, Ekra, I will call out, Ekra, call out, recite, call out by name, Ekra, neglected the ties, Makiri. Therefore, when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, again neglected the tithes, Malachi said this, even in Malachi 3 and 8, will a man rob God? But y'all say, wherein have we robbed thee? Wherein have we robbed the eye? Wherein have I and I robbed the eye? In tithes and heave offerings.
Adam Elohim, ki atem kovaim oti, wa emartem bame nuka hama iser v'hataruma. Will a man rob God?
Adam Elohim, will Adam rob Elohim?
Adam Elohim, yet y'all
rob me.
Ki atem kovaim oti, but y'all say, why martem?
Wherein? Bame keva enuka? Wherein have we robbed thee?
Hama eser we hataruma, in tithes and heave offerings. According to Rav Shimuel Bar Rav Yitzhak, according to Rav Samuel Bar Rav Isaac, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, to the Israelites, it is the way of the world that what the master decrees for the disciple does. But is the master expected to do what the disciple decrees for him? Nevertheless, you made a decree for me, with respect to tithes, and I approved it with you. But then you backslid, and you robbed me, and you robbed I, for you neglected the tithes. As is said, will a man rob Yikava'a Elohim? Will Adam Yikava'a Elohim? Will a man rob God? What is meant by Yikava'a? Yikava'a. What is meant by Yikava'a? Rav Levi taught that in everyday Aramaic speech, when a man has occasion to say to another and other, why dost thou the eye rob me? Why does the eye rob I? He says to him, why dost thou kaba, kaba, kaba me? Why dost thou kaba I?
In a further comment on Yikava, Rav Berakaya taught in the name of Rav Yohanan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Israel, you restrain Kaba'a, you restrain me from reaching out my hand to my world and making it prosper, so that the verse, shall a man Yikava'a, God, shall a man, Adam, Yikava'a, Elohim? It means, do you presume to restrain me? Do you presume to restrain I? Minyanin. And the proof that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, approved the decree concerning the reading of the Megillah, Esther, the scroll of Esther. It is written even in Esther 9 and 27, they ordained what the Jews, the Yehudi, took upon them. Iyamu v'kibulu v'kibulu v'hayehudim aleihem. The Jews ordained, the Yehudi ordained, hayehudim ordained and took up upon them. Iyamu v'kibulu v'kibulu hayehudim aleihem. That is, they decreed in heaven, the Shamayim, what HaYehudim, what the Jews, the Yehudi on earth, on the earthly plane, took upon themselves. And the proof, Minyanim, and the proof concerning the greeting with the name of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the greeting with the name of Ha'elohim, it is written even in Ruth 2 and 4. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and said to the reapers, the Lord be with you. V'hine v'aza ba mibeit lechem v'yomer lakotzarim Yahuwah imakem. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, Jehovah with you, Jehovah be with you. V'hine Boaz ba mibeit lechem v'yomer lakotzarim Yahuwah imakem. And should you say that Boaz spoke thus of his own accord, but that in Shemaim, in heaven, they did not approve of what he said, then mark what the angel said to Gideon, even in Judges 6 and 12. The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Vayera helayo malach Yahuwah, vayomer helayo Yahuwah imka gibor hechayil. And the angel of Jehovah appeared to him and said to him, Jehovah with thee, with the eye, thou, the eye, mighty man of valor. Vayera helayo malach Yahuwah, vayomer lelayo Yahuwah imka gibor hechayil. Yahuwah imka gibor hechayil. Rav Tachalifa of Caesarea taught, at the time, I was that Shaul, that Saul, violated the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu concerning Amalek. Shemuel, Samuel came and rebuked him, saying, even the words of 1 Samuel 15:26, thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. Vayomer Shemuel lila Shaul, ki ma'asitaha heta devar Yahuwah. And Samuel said to Saul, for thou the eye hast rejected the word of Jehovah, ki ma'asitaha heta devar Yahuwah. And Samuel turned to go away. He rent Saul's robe, as is said, even in 1 Samuel 15:27-28, where it reads, and as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his robe, and it rent. And Samuel said to him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel, of Israel, from thee this day, and have given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou, that is better than the eye.
Vayisova shimuela la lecheta, vayayachizeka biya knafa me iloa vayayikara'a. Vayomerela yo shimuela kara'a yahuwa eta mama lkuta Yisraela me aleka hayom ua netataha le ra'aika hatov mimeka.
And as Samuel turned about to go away, Vayisova shimuela la lecheta, he laid hold upon the skirt of his robe.
Vayachzeka biya knafa me ilo,
and rent it and ripped it. Vayayikara, and Samuel said to him,
Vayomer elayo Shimuel,
Jehovah hath rent the kingdom of Israel, of Yisrael, from thee, the eye, this day.
Kara Yahuwah eta mama lechuta Yisraela me aleka hayom,
and have given it to a neighbor of thine.
Ua ne tanaha le ra'aika,
that is better than thou.
Hatova,
Shaul, Saul asked, and who is this neighbor of mine who is better? Who is better than I? Who is this neighbor of mine?
Hatova, Mimecha,
that is better than I. And who will rule instead of me? Who will rule instead of I?
Shimuel, Samuel answered,
I shall give thee a clue. He who rips thy robe shall take away thy kingship. And when Saul entered into the cave, and David cut off the skirt of his robe, Saul remembered at once what Samuel had told him. Thereupon Saul, Shaul said, even in the words of 1 Samuel 24 and 21, I know that as king, thou wilt rule.
Ve'ata hineya yada iti kia maloka, tia melok, ve'kama be'ayadka mamleketa Yisrael.
And now, behold, I know that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thy hand.
Ve'ata hineya yada iti kia maloka, tia melok, ve'kama be'ayadka. Yadka mamleketa Yisrael,
thou wilt be king in this world, and thou wilt rule in the olam haba, or rule in the world to come. For it is said even in Ezekiel 37 and 24, and my servant David shall be king.
Ve'avdi David melech eleihem, ve'ro'eh echad yihyeh lechulam, ve'mishpataya yelechu, ve'chukotaya yishamru, ve'asu otam.
And David, my servant David, shall be king over them.
Ve'avdi David melech eleihem,
and my servant David,
with Abdi David,
shall be king over them.
Melech Elehem,
with Ro'eh Echad Yihyeh Lechulam, and they all shall have one shepherd.
U'abi Mishapat Ayah Yelechu,
and they shall also walk, trod in mine ordinances.
Wechukotaya yishmeru,
and observe my statutes.
We also otam,
and do them. Ora, kovodi, awake my glory. Ora, kovodi, awake my glory. Hear today's daily psalm. Mizmor non zain, Psalm 57, hear Hebraically the ninth verse. Ora, kovodi, awake my glory. Dawid said, awake, ora, ora, awake, kovodi, my glory, for the sake of my master's glory, my glory, kovodi, being nothing before my maker's kavod, my maker's glory. I will awake the dawn. A'ira shachar. I will awake the shachar. A'ira. A'ira shachar. I will awake the dawn. David said, I will awake the dawn. The dawn shall not awake me. The dawn shall not awake I. Thereupon, his yetzer hara'a, his inclination to evil, reproached him, saying, Dawid, is it the way of kings that the dawn awake them? Yet thou, the eye declarest, A'ira shachar, I will awake the dawn. A'ira shachar, though it is the way of kings to sleep 3 hours into the day, thou, the eye declarest, even in the words of Psalm 119, verse 62, where it reads, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks to the eye. Though it is the way of kings to sleep 3 hours into the day, thou, the eye, Dawid, declarest at midnight, I will rise to give thanks to the eye. Chitzot laila akum le hodot lak. At midnight, chitzot laila, I will rise. Akum, to give thanks to thee, to the eye. Le hodot lak. Chitzot laila akum le hodot lak. Thereupon, David replied, and so I shall, saying to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, saying to Ha'el Elohim, because of thy righteous ordinances, Allah Misha Peteya Tzidik Eka, because of thy righteous ordinances, Allah Misha Peteya Tzidik Eka. What did David used to do? What did Dawid used to do? Rav Phinehas said in the name of Rav Eleazar bar Rava Menachem, David used to take a harp and a psaltery, put them under his head, a rosho, and rise at midnight, chitzot lailah, and play them so that his companions in study of Torah, so that his companions in the study of Torah would hear and rise. And what did his companions, what did David's companion in study of Torah, in the study of Jah's directions, instruction, the study of Torah, the Midrash Torah, used to say? If Dawid, Hamelech, David the king, if King David, Negus Dawid, is occupied with Torah, how much more and more should we be if King David, if Dawid HaMelech is occupied with Torah, how much more and more should I be? Rav Lewi, Levi taught, a harp was hung across David's window. And when the north wind came up at the Chitzot Laila, at midnight, it blew through the harp that then played of itself. Of this, it is written even in 2 Kings 3 and 15, where it reads, when the instrument played. V'ata k'chu liya me'anagena v'haya k'nagena ha'me'anagena v'atahiya alayo yada yahuwah. And here, 2 Kings 3:15, which reads, "But now bring me a minstrel." And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of Jehovah came upon him. Or Hebraically, "But now bring me an instrument." Bring me a nagain, an instrument. And it came to pass when the nagain, the instrument played, that the hand of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, came upon him. W'ata echu li nagain. W'haya k'nagain ha-min nagain. W'atahi alayo yad Yahuwah. Note here, that it is not written Hebraically when the minstrel played, but when the instrument played, meaning that the harp played of itself.
The harp played of itself. There's that verse right there from Ezekiel and David. The verse here from the Midrash, just a Midrash, little Midrash commentary right here. There's that verse from Ezekiel. Ezekiel right here. Let's get the Midrash. Ezekiel 37:24, where it reads there, "They will walk in my judgments and observe my statutes." Verse that says, "And my servant David shall be king." But then in just looking up the ordinance and walk, we saw that the previous, as we fulfilled, you know, the previous, the Hukotai, by the Hukotai. So once again, the statutes, Ezekiel 11:20, "That they may walk, that they may trod in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim." Now moving forward right here to Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 14. Let's just bring this out right here. 37 verse 24, Ezekiel 37:24, it reads, "And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them." Right, even here we have a New Testament, like a New Testament, a prophecy speaking about things to come, even through the prophet Hezekiel, Ezekiel. In the Hebrew, "W'abdi David Melech Elohim w'ro'eh echad yihyeh likulam u'abdi mishapatai ayelechu w'chukotai yishmeru w'asu Otam, and they shall do asu otam, they shall do them." Just that word right there, even here in the season, as we fulfilled the 34th sabbatical, 33rd actually, sabbatical study. It's kind of interesting because there's 34 verses in that chapter, and then we pick up here in Numbers, right, the fourth book, and it's a 34th sabbatical study. But here, yes, sir.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, They all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd.
Where are thee, Dawid, Melech, Elaham? Where are thee, and Abdi, and my servant, where are thee, Dawid, and my servant, David, Melech, Melech, king, Elaham, king for them, king over them, shall be king over them. Where are thee, Dawid, Melech, Elaham? And they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd. Where Roeh, 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 where Roeh, Roeh, shepherd, where Roeh, shepherd, Echad, Echad, one. Yehiyeh, Yehiyeh, he to be, Yehiyeh, he to be, Likulam, of all of them, Li of for Kulam, Kulam, all of them, Wiroeh, Echad, and shepherd one, Yehiyeh, he to be, Likulam, Likulam. They shall also walk in my judgments. They shall also trod, walk in my judgment. Ube mishpatai yeleku. U and be by way of in mishpatai. Mishpatai, my mishpot, judgments. Ube mishpatai yeleku, yeleku, yeleku. They shall trod, trod, trod in judgments and observe my statutes, and observe my statutes with chukotai, as we had in be chukotai, in my statutes, if they would walk in my statutes, with chukotai, yishmeru, yishmeru, to guard, to hedge about, to observe, chukotai, my chuk, statutes, and here's the key, and do them, with asu, otam, we're asu, asu, from asa, to do, we're asu, and they to do, we're asu, otam, and they shall do them, here, here, here.
And what is true?
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore, evermore.
Kadamawi, kadamawi, inflatia.
The whole place is due for
help. Take a look, and give ear to the testimony in the book of remembrance.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Wicked as a crumble, a big Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by a big Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the two around the wicked as a
Yeah. Here's another audible right here. That one's the one said they heard a part of it, but the full of it on the stream. I have not been broadcast, technical difficulty. So here, another MRE, another mana, the mana angels bread ready to eat, right here. On Psalm 51, verse 15, and the Hebrew, the Judaic, the Amidah. The Amidah is a standing prayer, also known as the Shemona Esrei, or the 18 Berkot, the 18 benediction said daily. How in Psalm 51, right, in Psalm 51, we get the key word, the word of power, right, the Chaylakal, right here. I'd like to share this.
So here in the Shemona Esrei, in the Amidah, the standing prayer, this opening line here. So here in the Shemona Esrei, in the Amidah, the standing prayer, this opening line here from the Shemona Esrei that comes from Psalm, is found in Psalm 51, Dawid HaMelech's repentance prayer, prayer of repentance. In the Hebrew, it will be found in Psalms, the Hebrew Psalter, Book of Psalms, Mezmora Dawit. It will be found in Psalm 51 at the 17th verse, KJV, in the King James Version. This will be the 15th verse. So here in the Hebrew, and this is the opening introductory verse, Adonai Sifatai Tifatach Ufi Yagid Tehilatecha. My Lord Adonai, my sovereign, my master, Adonai, Sifatai, my lips, Tifatach, from Fatach, Petach, Fitah, like the Fitah Neges, opening in that sense. Here, ancient, archaic, Afro-Shemitic root word. Here we have in the sense of Tifatach, open, Adonai, Sifatai, Tifatach, Ufi, and my mouth, Fi, Ufi, Yagid, to declare, to Agada, to tell, Yagid, to tell, Ufi, Yagid, and my mouth, my Fi, U, and Fi, my mouth, Yagid, will tell, Tehilateka, the eyes, Tehila, the eyes, Isis, Ililta, Ililililil, symbolically the Ililta, Halel, Tehila, in this sense here, Tehilateka, Ka, the I male speaking directly to he who be, we be. So this introductory verse from the Amidah, from the standing prayer, the Amidah, also known as the Shemona 8, Esrei 10, Shemona 8, Esrei 10, the 18 benedictions, the 18 berkot, the 18 barakas. So here a couple of reasonings here from the Hebrew Psalm 51, verse 17, corresponding to King James Version, Psalm 51 at verse 15. But here, this verse, my Lord, my Adonai, open my lips, Sifatai, Tiftach, that my mouth may declare your praise, being brought out as that, so that, literally in the Hebrew is Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftach, Ufi, and my mouth. But in a translative sense, so that my mouth, Adonai, open my lips, so that my mouth, and my mouth, Ufi, Yagid, Tehilateka, and my mouth shall declare, shall tell, Yagid, Tehilateka. This introductory verse of the Shemona Esrei, of the 18 benedictions, the 18 berkot, brakas, blessings, the Amidah, the standing prayer, this introductory verse is the key to effective and successful, prosperous, fruitful tefillah, prayer, praise, Isis. Now, it is said not to have appeared in some of the older or original versions of the Amidah, there's some of old versions of the Amidah, the standing prayer, where this particular verse was not found, because it is said that in the earlier generations, even simple Judahites, they were capable of concentrating, focusing intensely on tefillatam, on their prayers, their tefillah, their prayers. However, with the passage of time, men and people, they began to pay less and less attention to Ha'el, to the power of the true good, the true God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, throughout the workday, throughout the workday. And so they had to struggle. Ones had to struggle. Even nowadays, if we're honest, we can see that there's more of a struggle to focus I and I minds. They had to struggle to focus their minds on him, on Ha Elohim, on the power, the true good, the true God, at tefillah time, at the Iowa for prayer, at prayer time. Therefore, the sages of the later times, seeing how this had crept in, had inserted this particular verse from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, as a special prayer to be able to pray. So here we have the opening, the introductory verse, Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Hufi Yagid Tehilateka. My Adon, my sovereign, Adonai, open the eye, open my lips, Sifatai Tiftach, and my mouth, Ufi Yagid Tehilateka, and my mouth shall declare, my mouth will declare, will tell of thy eyes. So here, this is as a prayer to be able to pray and to focus. Although in the Amidah, right, we may not interrupt between what's known as the Geula is the Baraka, the blessing of redemption, of the Geula, redemption. Though we're not allowed and we don't interrupt between the Geula, the Baraka, blessing of redemption, and Tefillah, the Isis, the Amidah, the standing prayer, especially in the morning, this verse is not considered an interruption. Rather, since it is a crucial plea, there's a plea here, Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftach, Ufi, Yagid, Tehilateka. This is a plea. O Lord, Adonai, Lord of His mercy, Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftach, open my lips, Ufi, and my mouth, Yagid, Tehilateka. It's a prayer for concentration, a prayer for focus in prayer. So we have a plea, a prayer-like plea from Psalm 51, Hebraically, the 17th verse. KJV would be the 15th verse. But this plea here, this introductory verse, this is called right here, Tefillah Arikta, Arikta, Tefillah Arikta. What is Tefillah Arikta? Tefillah Arikta. A little Aramaic right here. This is an extension of the prayer. The tefillah, prayer, arikta, an extension of the prayer. A proffering is what we have right here. This particular verse, Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilateka, it sets the time, the hour of prayer, and it reminds I and I that today, prayer, tefillah, it replaces ha-hekal, the hekals, the tabernacle, the temple. Let me say the Hekal, speaking of the temple, particularly the second temple, 70 A.D., that tefillah, it replaces ha-hekal, the sacrifice offerings. It is taken from Psalm 51. In that psalm, David the king, Negus David, he expresses his deep remorse, his penitence over chato, over his uchery with Bathsheba. He laments and he pleads in the psalm, Adonai, open my lips that my mouth may declare thy praise. For thou, the eye, desire no offering, else I would give it. A burnt offering thou, the eye, do not favor. The offerings of Hilahim of the power are a broken spirit, a heart broken and crushed, O Elohim. You, the eye, will not despise. So here we have Psalm 51, verses 17 to 19. Adonai sefatai tiftach hufi yagi tehilateka ki lo tachpot zebach we etena ola lo tilze vivche Elohim ruach nishbara we nidkeh Elohim lo. O Adonai, open thou my lips, Sifatai Tiftach, and my mouth shall declare, shall tell of thy praise, thy eyes, Ufi Yagi Tehilateka, for thou delightest not in sacrifice. Ki lo tachpot zebach, else I would give it, else would I give it. We're an eterna, I would give it. Ola lo tilze
thou hast no pleasure in burnt offering, Ola, Ola, burnt offering, holocaust offering, burnt offering, Ola, Ola, lo tirtzeh, lo tirtzeh, the eye has no favor, no pleasure, no favor in the Ola, Ola, in the burnt offering, Ola, lo tirtzeh. Zibchei Elohim Ruach Nishbara Le Nishbara We Nidke Elohim Lo Tivze. The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken spirit. Zibchei Elohim. Zibchei, the sacrifices of Zibchei Elohim of Elohim. Zibchei Elohim Ruach. Ruach. Spirit, Iri. Ruach. Nishbara. Nishbara, a broken ruach, ruach nishbara, ruach nishbara, a broken ruach, a broken iron, leib nishbara, leib nishbara, a broken heart, we nidke, venidke, and contrite, and kind of crushed, nidke, venidke, and crushed, leib nishbara, venidke, venidke, and crushed. Elohim, O power, thou the eye wilt not despise. Lo tibze, lo tibze, lo tibze. Adonai, sifatai tiftach ufi yagid tehilatika. Ki lo atachpotza zebacha we etena. Ola lo tibze. Zivche Elohim, ruacha nishbara, leib nishbara we nidke. Elohim, lo tibze. So here, these three lines right here, based on the Bais Yosef Tor Orach Chaim 1:11, name of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, the purpose of prayer, the purpose of tefillah, is for man to stand in the presence, in the face, the perception of Ribon Shel HaOlamim, of the Master of the Universe, the Universal Master, and to recognize Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty's greatness, and man's insignificance. Alone, man is worthless. Alone, man is worthless. Only in Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim's, only in Elohim do we discover self-worth. Karmawi Nugus Nigan says that concerning man, and he says, although there's no perfection in humanity, Karmawi Nugus Nigan, the King Messiah, Karmawi Hala Selassie says, although there is no perfection in humanity, this brings out the sense that alone, apart from Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the power, the true good, the true God, man is worthless. Only in Ha'elohim, the power, true good, true God, do we discover self-worth. This awareness, this humility is called a broken spirit and a crushed heart. A broken spirit and a crushed heart, the leib, nishabar, the leib, a broken and a contrite, a broken and a contrite heart, leib, nishabar, we need care. Now, one Rebbe, Kotzker Rebbe, had put it simply, pithily, and said, I have found nothing so perfect and complete as a humble, broken heart. So here, this brings us to the sense, another reasoning brought out by this opening line, Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilat Teka. Rambam, Emuna Uvitachon, chapter 5, maintains that in the context of this verse, the term Sifatai, Sifatai, my lips, this is related to Sifat HaNahar, Sifat HaNahar, Sifat. Right. This will be brought out as the river bank, the river lip, the lip of Ha-Nahar, the Nahar, the Nile, the Nahar, the river bank, the Sifat Ha-Nahar, the river bank or the lip of the river, Sifat Ha-Nahar. This is the barrier that confines the river to its narrow channel. Harav Mordechai Gifter had elaborated on this particular theme, saying that man's soul, man's psyche, she is restricted and stifled within the very narrow confines of his finite body. But when man, when the human being stands in tefillah and prayer before the infinity of the Almighty, of his Maker, his eternal soul, she is aroused and she surges until she overflows the restrictive banks of the body. Man's worst crimes are the crimes he commits against himself. Again, Ani Lechozer. Man's worst crimes are the crimes he commits against himself. How wantonly he wastes every one of Hailahim, of Elohim's gifts, and how irresponsibly he creates obstacles in the path that Hailahim, that Elohim has cleared for him. The ultimate purpose of prayer is to remove these impediments, these psycho-spiritual impediments, and energize oneself. In the presence of Borei Shali, of my creator, Fetari, I am inspired to make the following commitment to myself. Today is a fresh start. I will surpass all past performances. I cast aside those mental blocks, those emotional blocks and emotional locks that I place in my own path. Today, I am a free man, exercising my divine gifts of completely free choice. I have an open mind and I unlock the chains of prejudice and preconceived notions. Today, I embark wholeheartedly, holistically upon the path of excellence, and I put the world on notice. Ein davar omer b'fnei ha-ratzon. Nothing can withstand the force of the human will. Ein davar omed b'fnei ha-ratzon. Nothing can withstand. Ein, no, davar. No davar, davar, like word or matter or thing. Word, matter or thing. Ein, davar, omed, omed, omed. No word, no matter, nothing. Omed, to stand. Bifne, haratzon. In the face, before haratzon, before the will. Before the will. Nothing can stand before the will. Ein, davar, omed, bifne, haratzon. Here on the Divine Ivine Dialogue. Let's look more right here, the Divine Ivine Dialogue. This is based on the opening words of the Amida, of the Shemona Esare, Arnai, Sifatai, Tiftach, Ufi, Yagid, Telateka, Rav, Zadok, Ahakohen, Zidkas, Hazadik. It had explained why we must pray for our lips. Why? Lamazet. Why must we pray for our lips? We must pray for our lips to be opened before we can commence prayer. Why? We must pray for our lips. We must pray for our lips to be opened before we can begin prayer. Ha'el, Ha'el, the omnipresent, is everywhere. And yet, so to speak, he took a fragment of his spirit and embedded it within a human body. This is the human. This is the neshama. Hebraically also referred to as the soul, but here the neshama is like the breath, speaking of that breath of life, right? The life, you could say, of the soul. The sliver, as one can say, right? A fragment of Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, constantly yearns to reattach itself to the divine, the divine source. But the human body is a physical, a physical obstruction that interferes. However, at the times ordained for prayer, for tefillah, the supplicant, quote, strips his body away for his soul, according to one Rebbe Rabbeinu Jonah, so that the soul may embrace its source. Thus, like this, prayer is not so much man speaking to Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, to the Elohim. It is the Elohim, Ha'el, the Elohim, the power inside man speaking to Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, the power outside of man, completing, so to speak, the loop. Therefore, the introduction to prayer is a plea for Ha'elohim, the power to open our lips and remove all physical, physical impediments to the dialogue between the divine, the Ivine, within us, within I and I, and the Ivine, all around us, all around I and I. Furthermore, in one of the ancient teachings, the Talmud Barakos 34b, it relates that the pious Rebbe Hanina ben Dosa had a clear indication whether his prayers were effective. And this is his indication. We share this right here. Quote, if my words flow smoothly and my mind is concentrated and clear, I am sure that tefillati, my prayer, was accepted. But if I stumble over my words and my mind is distracted or diverted, I know that tefillati, my prayer, was unacceptable. When prayer, tefillah, flows smoothly, it emanates from the soul, from the psyche. If one prays with difficulty, he or she is merely moving his lips, but his soul, his psyche, she remains silent, 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 silent.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Before thee as incense. Before thee as incense.
I know him. Hello. 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 Hello.
አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ El Rohim
Adonai 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 Shefatai Tiftah Ufi Yagi Tehilateka. So here, like to share this right here. Brother Dejana, Israel Dejana, also Solomon Yabi right here with Adonai in the Hebrew and the Royal Amharic. Yes, I rise. Adonai, Israel Dejana right there with Adonai. I think on Solomon Jabi, the music, and there we have our Ethiopian brother right there with the Hebrew and also with the Royal Amharic right there, there. And here for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong here, picking out with the first reading here in the fourth book of Moses, known as the Book of Numbers, also known as Bamidbar, in the wilderness. So here for day four, Aliyah Day, here.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
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 So here, the reading, day four, Aliyah Day, here from this sabbatical study.
Here, Shema'ah. Here for the Rabbi'i, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering up, Anaphora, for this Shabbat, Bamidbar, Senvet Medre Beda. Here, picking up fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that's called Numbers chapter 3, for the Rabbi'i, for the fourth Aliyah. Here, the order of the host, the third item, Ha Kohanim,
the priest.
Here. These also are the generations of Aharon, or Moshe and Moses, in the day that Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, he who be, we be, spake with Moshe in the Har Behar Sinai, in Mount Sinai. And these are the Shemot, the names of the sons of Aharon, of Aaron, Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. These are the names, the Shemot of the sons of Aharon, HaKohanim, the priests, which were anointed, which were Moshiach, Mashach, anointed, whom he consecrated, filled to minister in the priest office. And Nadav and Abihu died lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, when they offered strange fire lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, in the wilderness, the Midbar of Sinai. In the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. And Eleazar and Itamar ministered in the priest, the Kohen's office, in the sight of Aharon, of Aaron, their father, their patriarch. The order of the host, the fourth item, the tribe of Lewi, verse 5. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, bring the tribe of Lewi near, and present them before Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, that they may minister to him, and they shall keep his charge, and the charge of the whole congregation, the aggregation, before the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, to do the service of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation, and the charge of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, to do the service of the tabernacle. And thou, the I, shalt give Halloween, the Levite, the Lewawi, unto Aharon, Aaron, and Benaiah, and his sons. They are wholly given to him out of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. And thou, the I, shall appoint Aharon and Benaiah and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest, their Kohen's office. And the stranger that cometh nigh near shall be put to death. And the Yahweh Yahweh spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, And I, behold, Hine, I have taken Halloween, the Levites, the Lewawion, from among the Bnei Yisrael, from among the children, the sons of Israel, instead of all the firstborn that openeth the matrix among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael. Therefore, Halloween, the Lewawion, the Levites, shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine, for on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Gibbet, Egypt, I hallowed to I all the firstborn in Yisrael, both man and beast. Mine shall they be. Ani Yahuwah, I be, he I be, he I be, who he be, who he be.
Levite to around the wicked as a crumble, I be Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked them trimble. Levite I be Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked them trimble. Levite to around the wicked.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
strong.
Shabbat strong. Shabbat for me bar. This Shabbat Bar Midbar in the wilderness, right here, here, here. So we went through a synopsis, a basic overview right here, here, as we pick up with the fourth book of Moshe, fourth book of the Pentateuch, right, of the five volumes right here, here. Here in the book that's known as the Book of Numbers. So we pick up with Numbers chapter 1. From verse 1 to Numbers chapter 4, verse 20 here, for this 34th degree of I&I sabbatical study. So going over the basic synopsis, we're going to move forward from there, the basic overview, and touch on some of the basic questions right here before we ride out with today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 114. Very interesting right here, just noting this here in this 2022 season. Now, today's daily psalm, according to Royal Order of the Ethio-Hebrews, is themed. Let's get the theme here from the Sefer Tehillim right here. We have the theme right here of the Exodus. Psalm 114, Hebraically, Mizmor Kof, Yod Dalet, Kof Yod Dalet, Kof Yod Dalet, Psalm CXIV, Psalm 114. The theme is the Exodus. So we have the Exodus theme right here, here, here. And here we pick up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as Bamidbar. And this picks up in the narrative right where Exodus left off. So here as we pick up with the fourth book, Numbers in the narrative, it picks up where the second book left off. So we got the priestly interlude right there. The priestly, the tabernacle, the holy place, the Levitical, we say the foundation in the holy place, like the tune, the Jah army tune, when they say foundation, groundation in the holy place, right? So we had Leviticus concerning the Levites, the priesthood, and the sanctuary. So here, once again, in the desert, in the wilderness, Bamidbar, basic questions for Shabbat, Bamidbar, Senbet, Midre, Beda, Bamarinya, Senbet, Midre, Beda, Senbet, in the desert, in the wilderness. Basic questions here for RSS 34. First question, why did Elohim count the people Amo Yisrael? You got a lot of funny guys and girls. They'd be like, well, did he know how many people? You know, yeah. Okay, anyway. But why did Elohim right, count and issue a census for Amo Yisrael. Because of his great love, Ha'el, the Almighty Ha'elahim, he counts, right, accounts, accountability. He counts Amo, his people, all the time. He counted Israel, when they first left Mitzrayim. And we have this in Exodus chapter 12, verse 37. Exodus chapter 12, verse 37. Let's just go there. Right, when we're reading and studying in our study notes, and there's whether it's the Scofield Study Bible or other study notes, and they point to, well, this is explained allegedly by this over here. We should go to that over there to see whether it really, you know, so we can know the truth for ourselves. So Exodus chapter 12, right, and chapter 12 at verse 37, 12 and 37, one page over here. Here we go. 12 and 37, what does it read? Here we go. 12 and 37, it reads, this is here, redemption, his Scofield Study Bible, redemption. They say the second item by power at the first stage of the journey. So this is the superscription that's written here, but connected with Exodus chapter 12, verse 37, and the B'nai Yisrael. And the children, the sons of Israel, journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkot, about 600,000 on foot that were men, that were among them, beside children. So here where it says, and the B'nai Yisrael, directly in the Hebrew, the sons of Israel, they journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkot, and they were about 600,000 on foot. 600,000 foot mind them, besides the children, right? Besides the children. So it's not including the children, not including the woman, but the children of Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, the mind them was 600,000 on foot that were mine, beside children. Then in verse 38, it says, and a mixed multitude. So there were others that were not B'nai Yisrael, but they came up and out, even some comedics, right? Some Mitzrayim, but there was a mixed multitude that went up, that allied up also with them, and flocks and herds, and even very much cattle, and even enough cattle. So to the first question here, basic question, we have some advanced questions, but let's just get through these 14 or so basic questions, pick up with the 16 or so advanced questions, 30 questions in all right here for this sabbatical reasoning, sabbatical table talk right here. So why did Elohim count Amo Yisrael? Because of his great love. Yahuwah counts Amo Yisrael, counts his people all the time. He counted Yisrael when they first left Mitzrayim, when they first left Egypt, according to Exodus 12 and 37. When he came to manifest his presence, we have Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 to 15. Still in Exodus, since Numbers picks up where Exodus left off. So here, the connection right here, Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 to 15. Chapter 30, verses 11 to 15. Well, this is interesting here, because here we're in Exodus chapter 30, which is the chapter that concerns the tabernacle, and in particular, the 18th item, the altar of the Ishans, the great altar, you know, the great worship chapter, the golden altar of Ishans, the great worship chapter, right? And the great worship is connected with the Ishans and the altar, the golden altar of Ishans. And this chapter gets to verse 11 and asks the question here, Scofield Study Bible, point of reference, who may worship? First part, the redeemed. And pointing to Psalm 107, verse 1 and 2, as well as Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 to 21. But here's the verse right here. And Jehovah spake to Moshe, saying, when thou takest the sum of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for nafsho. For nafsho, nafsho, nefsu, his soul, his psyche. they shall give every man a ransom for his soul for her to Yahuwah, Jehovah, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them. This they shall give everyone that passeth among them that are numbered, half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs, and half shekel shall be the offering of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Another note for I and I here, Haverim, fellow disciples, is let's get into the weights and measures, right? A lot of weights and measures here. So let's see how these weights and measures, you know, how these weights and measures in reality today, right? So we can get a good sense, right? Do the math, even especially here in Numbers. Verse 14 here, Exodus chapter 30 at verse 14, everyone that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above. So we also get this number of 20 years old here in Numbers chapter 1 concerning the fighting mandam. From 20 years old and above shall give an offering la Yahuwah to Jehovah. Verse 15, the rich shall not give more. The rich shall not give more, and the poor, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. So there's an equality here. The rich don't have to give more because they so-called are rich, and the poor don't have to give less because they are poor. Everyone to give half a shekel when they give an offering la Yahuwah to Jehovah to make an atonement for your souls, for your psyches. We can say Hebraically here, for your she's. So the soul and man as well as woman, right, is feminine according to the Hebrew, right? And again, Jah had counted his people both when they left Egypt in Exodus 12 and 37 and both when he made his presence, his face, his perception manifest in Exodus chapter 30 verses 11 to 15. And again, when the tabernacle was erected, when the tabernacle was pitched, right, according to Exodus chapter 38, verses 25 to 28. Chapter 38, verses 25, right, to 28. So let's go there. So here in chapter 38. Chapter 38 overall has a theme of the altar of burnt offering, the laver of brass, the courtyard, the gate of the court. And here in chapter 38 at verse 25, at verse 25, it reads, and the silver, the keseth, in the Hebrew, the keseth, the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation, the aggregation, was 100 talents and 1,703.15 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, verse 26, a beka, for every man, that is half a shekel. So here's telling us that the beka, what was called a beka, is actually half a shekel. And the shekel basically is the Israelite, you say the currency, it's likened to the children of the Ethiopians, the bur. We call the bur, the silver currency, right? The silver standard. So the Hebrew economy and the currency is based on the silver standard, like you hear about the Gentiles, the Americans, the gold standard. Well, our standard is the silver standard. And the Israelites of Ethiopia also had that bur, right? That bur. That's also one of the reasons for the godless and creaking coup against his imperial majesty. He would not take Ethiopia off of the silver standard or put Ethiopia under the world banking system, but some careless Ethiopians, they wanted to do that. At the time of his majesty, the Ethiopian bur, the dollar, we said the Ethiopian shekel, was almost 1-to-1. About 85 to 90, 95, you know, it fluctuated, but it was close to 1-to-1. Be that as it may, verse 26, a beka for every man, that is half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary. So what this tells us, when we find the phrase shekel of the sanctuary, that means that the shekel, so about the silver currency, the coinage, right, that we say the money, was based on the weight and measure of the tabernacle. That means that HaTorah, as we said, with the nine areas of people activity, it also regulated the economy. That's why it says after shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary, because different ones also use similar currency of shekel, but the weight was different for different ones. So here we determine, you know, how much it is based on the shekel of the holy place, based on the shekel of the sanctuary. For everyone that went to be numbered from 20 years old and upward, for 600,000 and 3,000 and 550. So here it even gives a number right here. And the 100 talents of silver were cast the sockets, and of the 100 talents of silver, so we read about 100 talents being the weight, and of that 100 talents that was given, right, they were cast, right, the sockets of the sanctuary were cast, and the sockets of the veil, and 100 sockets of the 100 talents, a talent, the weight, the measure, right, of the kesef, of the silver, for a socket. Verse 28, and of the 1,775 shekelim made he hooks, the hooks for the pillars, and overlay the chapiters, the capiters, and filleted them. So we pause right here, just to put this into context here on the first basic question of why did Elohim count Amo Yisrael? So we have the counting three times in Exodus. After the Bnei Yisrael came Mimitzrayim out of the head kapita, Egypta, Egypt, in Exodus 12:37, when Hashem came to manifest his face, his presence, in Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 to 15, and again when the tabernacle was pitched, when it was erected, in Exodus chapter 38, verses 25 to 28. And a month later, a moon later, he counted them just before the people, Ha'am, Amo Yisrael, before the people left Sinai, before the people left Sinai. Second basic question here for Shabbat Bamidbar. Why was the census taken 30 days after a month, 30 days after the tabernacle was consecrated? As a period of mourning, it is said to be a period of mourning, avalut, the avalut for Aharon, Aaron's Banav, for the sons of Aaron, namely for Nadab and Abihu, who had died, right, on Abib 1, on the first day of the first moon, Abib, that now is also called Nisan, right, by Jews. That's the secondary, the latter day name. The original name of the first month is Abib. So Nadab and Abihu, they had died at that time. Now it's interesting because here in this Bamidbar Torah reading and feeding, there's a mention that is kind of made of them, that there's only Yitamar and Eleazar along with their father, the high priest, the Messiah, Aharon, because Nadab and Abihu had gotten burned when he went to offer strange fire. So why was the census taken 30 days after? It is said to be that period of avalut, or mourning for Aharon's sons, the former priest, anointed priest, Nadab and Abihu. Question 3, what was the total number of the Israelite males over the age of 20? Over the age of 20 that was counted in the census. So what was the total number? The total number, according to the scripts, is 603,550. That did not include Halloween. It did not include the Levites, the women, children, or members of the mixed multitude. Again, the census here, remember that it says that when they came out of Egypt, according to Exodus chapters 12, verse 37 and verse 38, it says there was a mixed multitude. So who was included in the number? Well, who had a right to land? Those were those who could prove their pedigree as descendant from Yaakov Yisrael. So there were 603,550. That number did not include Halloween, the Levites, didn't include the womb man, didn't include the children, and did not include any members of the mixed multitude. According to the Judaic tribe, this meant that there were from 2 to 3 million people. It is estimated there was from 2 to 3 million people who had left Mitzrayim during the Exodus. Question number 3. According to the sages, how were the people counted? According to the sages, the Rabbanim, the scholars of Torah, each person gave a half shekel, or the machatzit ha-shekel, right? The total was then counted. Persons themselves were not numbered, since that would invite Hashem's judgment, Yahweh, he who be's judgment of the records. Now, this is a very interesting point here, because there's elsewhere where David, he decided to take a census, you know, and there was a judgment upon Yisrael, right, because of what David had done when David decided to take a census. And so the sages, they reasoned, and in reasoning on Torah and John's revealed revelation, they recognized that since each person gave the machatzit hashekel, right, a half shekel, right, the total number of the half shekels, that was counted. And it was not that the person themselves was numbered, like everybody lined up and 1, 2, 3, 4. No, the people themselves, the persons were not numbered, because the sages reasoned that that would invite Yahweh Jehovah's judgment of the records. Even today, a minyan is counted using the kippahs, the kupas, the kippahs, the yarmulkes, the mukas. In other words, we count indirectly, you know, because of that counting of the person, something about the person. Yes? Question 5. Why were Moses, Moshe's son, not part of the leadership of Yisrael? Very interesting question. Question 5 here for this sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Bar Midbar. Why were Moses' sons not part of the leadership of Israel? Because they did not experience the Exodus from Mitzrayim. They did not cross the sea, the Yam Suf, with Amo Yisrael. Since they remain in Midian with Yitro, with Jethro, Moses' chotein, Moses' father-in-law, according to Exodus chapter 18, verses 1 to 6. Because some would try to say, well, because Moses had an Ethiopian wife. No, that's prophecy there, if you can see. Jah was going to destroy all of Yisrael and make a great nation out of Moses. That means Moses, right, and his family and his sons and his children. So that whole Ethiopian Hebrew, are you not as a true the Ethiopian connection is already there. Remember that Yahuwah is the same today, yesterday, forever. But the real reason why Moses' sons were not part of the leadership of Yisrael, it's all about experience. And this is similar and the same when we talk about ethnic Yisrael. And even when we say ethnic Rastafari, and when we define ethnic Rastafari as we, the black and brown people that are part of this 400-year experience, that discludes many other black peoples, right, or African people, right? Because even we are discluded out of many of their experiences because we did not experience it. So we did not partake in that. So the reason why the sons of Moshe were not part of the leadership is because they did not experience the Exodus from Mitzrayim, and they did not cross the Yam Suf, the Etra Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, the Sea of Reeds, with Amo Yisrael. Question 6. At the time of the census, which was the largest tribe? What was the largest tribe at the census we have here in Numbers? Who was the largest tribe? Who was the smallest tribe? The largest tribe was Yehuda. Yehuda Yikdem. Ethiopia Tikdem. Yehuda Yikdem. Yehuda first. Judah was 74,600. And the least tribe, that was Levi, 22,300. Question 7. What are the three main subgroups or family clans within Halloween, within the Levites, the Lewin, the Lewawian? What are the three main subgroups or family clans within the Levites? They are the Kohathites, 8,600. The Gershonites, 7,500. The Merarites, 6,200. Each group was responsible for helping maintain HaMishkan, maintaining the sanctuary, maintaining the holy place. Note that Aharon u'Banayo, Aaron and Banav and his sons, who are collectively HaKohanim, the priests, were actually part of the Kohathite clan, though they were separated for special service. They were separated for the anointed, the consecrated, the Messiah services. You could say for the Hebrew Christ and Christian services in the church in the wilderness. Question 8, how were the subgroups of the Levites arranged? How were they arranged around the tabernacle, the holy place? Well, the Gershonites, they buffered the west end. The Merarites on the south side. The Kohathites on the north, and Moses and Aaron's tents, the tents of Moses, Moshe, and Aharon, they were placed on the east side, directly before the entrance, the one entrance to HaMishkan, to the tabernacle compound itself. Question 9, what do the sages say that the tribe of Levi was not? Why do the sages, Rabbanim, the scholars of Torah, the rabbis, why do they say that the tribe of Levi, of Levi, was not as populous as the other tribes? To counteract the Egyptian, the Mitzrayim, the Kemetic decrees, Hael, the Almighty, greatly increased the number of the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, whose lives were made bitter with hard labor, according to Exodus chapter 1, verse 12. But since Halloween, the Levites were never, in that sense, in bondage or like enslaved in that sense. They increased only at a natural rate. Remember, we even had our priest class from the time of Yosef and Joseph. Right. Question 10, right here. Question 10. HaTorah, the Torah, it lists the total number of Gershonites, Kohathites, Merarites, right, as 22,300. But it also states that the total number of Levites as 22,000. How would I explain what seems to be right here, a discrepancy? Well, one scholar stated that the extra 300 were firstborn sons, and therefore they needed to be, quote, redeemed. That the 300 difference, they were firstborn sons, and therefore for firstborn sons, they needed to be purchased back. They needed to be redeemed. Question 11, how were the 12 tribes arranged around the tabernacle, around the holy place? Each tribe camped in the same position as the sons of Jacob, the sons of Yaakov, the Bnei Yaakov stood when they came before him for a brach. This is an interesting point right here. How were the 12 tribes arranged around the tabernacle? Well, each tribe, they camped in the same position as the sons of Jacob as Jacob's sons stood when they came before him for a baraka, for the increase, the prosperity, for what is called the blessing, for the baraka. Question 12, which tribe faced the gate to HaMishkan? Which tribe faced the gate to the tabernacle? In other words, you could not get into the tabernacle without first running into which tribe? That's the tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Yehuda. From that would come HaMoshiach, Yeshua, the Shiloh, 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 to whom it belongs, the Shiloh prophecy. So the tribe that faced the gate to the tabernacle, if you want to see a kind of, how can we say, a word pick of the tabernacle from the old covenant to the new, look at the personal insignia of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Look at the personal insignia of Ketamawi Haile Selassie, that one that has the curtains drawn back, the one where you see the lion of the tribe of Judah in front of the throne that has the ball and has the scepter, right? That pot of manna, and it has a scepter, the throne there corresponding with the Ark of the Covenant and the two angels at both sides of the throne, the two cherubim, the two cherubim. But that's the reason why you see the Lion of Judah right there at the open, the curtains. Remember, there was a curtain at the door, and there was a curtain before the Holy of Holies. So you see the Lion of Judah taking that front and center space. So that means that everyone that went into the tabernacle, they would have to pass by the tribe of Judah. So the tribe of Judah stood before the gate to the tabernacle. And it's from the tribe of Yehuda that HaMoshiach Yeshua, Yeshua HaNotri, and the Shiloh, Shiloh, to him whom it belongs, prophecy. Question 13. How did the tribes know when to break camp and to travel and to try? How did the tribes know? The Shekinah cloud, the Shekinah cloud, the cloud. The cloud would move away. The cloud actually would lift up from HaMishkan, right? A cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. So when the Shekinah, the cloud of glory, right, the Anan, when the Anan would move away, would lift up, right, and begin to move, this is how they knew it was time to break camp, pack it up, and it was time to make tracks and try. Question 14, Habarim, the last of the basic questions right here. What is Pidyon Habain? There's a Hebrew expression, Pidyon Habain, or alternatively, it could be said in other dialects of the Ivrit as Pidyon or Fidyon, Fidyon Habain. And who makes one today? The Pidyon Habain. Pidyon is redemption, Habain, the son, the redemption of the son, to redeem the son, such as the firstborn son. Pidyon Pada, Fada, Fada, Pada, redemption. Pidyon, Fidyon, the redemption, Ha, the Bane, the redemption of the sun. This is a symbolic ceremony. There's a symbolic ceremony of giving five shekelim to a Kohen, to a priest, for the redemption of a firstborn son. And the firstborn son, the Bechor, 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 right? The Bechor, Bechor. Interesting, in Amharic, we have the Bechor, the Bechor, 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 right? The our Cheru, right? Our chosen one is that firstborn, right there, there, there. Going to pick up with some of the advanced questions in the forward, some of the basic questions right here for this 34th degree of I&I sabbatical study. Here, looking at the time. Going to ride up with more on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. After the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 100 and 14, which is the Exodus song. How interesting, here in the season, we begin off in this Shavua, in this sabbatical, in this strong right here, we begin off with the first reading from the fourth book by Midbar, and Numbers picks up with the narrative as it ended off in the second book that's known as Exodus. So right here, a couple of questions for this
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
So here, today's daily song.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Dalet.
Psalm 114.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Dalet.
When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language.
Betzet Israel mim Mitzrayim, Bet Yaakov me'am lo'ez.
Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion.
Hayeta Yehuda lekotcho, Yisrael mamshelotam.
The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back.
Hayam ra'a vayanos, Hayarden yisov le'ahor.
The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs.
Heharim rakedu che'elim, gevaot kivnetzon.
What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back.
Ma lecha hayam kitanus, Hayarden tisov leahor.
Ye mountains that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs.
Heharim tirkedu che'elim, gevaot kivnetzon.
Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob.
Milifne Adon Huli Aretz, Milifne Eloah Yaakov.
Which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters.
Ahofechi Hatsur Agam Maim, Hallamish lema'yeno mayim.
Water.
Here. Yes, I'm going to ride through all of them hard firstly, then get into Midrash. The Midrash study is very, very interesting. Hopefully you guys are full of flow. Here also the time check right here. Those listen to the blog talk. Either go to YouTube's Rastafari Israelites, or feel free to call in. Call in 515-602-9761. 515-602-9761. And fellow Talmudim, disciples, Chaburim, also take notes. Yes, here. Here we have a 3-in-1. We call this a 3-in-1. All right, let's just bring this up right here. We have a 3-in-1 right here. Yes, okay. Yeah, just taking out technical. So here. 3-in-1 right here. Royal Amharic. Today's daily song.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Thunder roll. Yes, sir.
Mazmur 113, Bakanif 114. Hallelujah. إسرائيل كجبس ياكوب بيت كأنجدا حزب بوت أجيه يهودا مكدسو إسرائيل مجزاته هون ترارو تشند كورماوتش كورب تشمد أبوتوش ذلل أنتي بحري ششش أنتي يوردانوس ودهالا شيتملتش من هنا شوال إنانتم ترارو عند فورما وچ كروب توچس عند ابوتوچ لمن زللاچو كياقوب املاك فيت كغيتا فيت مدر تناوتك دنگايون وده وها مقوميا چنچاونم وده وها منچ قلوتا
Psalm 114 When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back? Ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs? Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of water.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Dalet Betzet Yisrael Mim Mitzrayim Bet Yaakov Me'am Lo'ez Hayita Yehuda Lekotcho Yisrael Mam Shelotav הים ראה וינוס, הירדן ייסוב לאחור. ההרים רקדו כאלים, גבעות כבני צאן. מה לך הים תתנוס, הירדן תיסוב לאחור. ההרים תרקדו כאלים, גבעות כבני צאן. מלפני אדון חולי ארץ, מלפני אלוה יעקב. ההופכי הצור אגם מים, חלמיש למעיינו מים.
Yes, today's daily psalm, Psalm 114, theme here, the Exodus. Just to hear it again, Likuba Talua, more a cappella style, hear the native speaker, Abraham Chebuda.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemegashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know, but I want the next verse with Amarik. But I want the next verse with Amarik.
Mazmur Matwasra Sost Bakanif Matwasrara. Hallelujah. Israel Kagivs Yaakov Mbet Kaengida Hezbibot Agize Yehuda Makdasu Israel Mgizatu Hone Tararwachinda Kormawach Korobachumidat Obbotwach Zallalu አንቺ ባህር የሸሸሽ አንቺ ዮርዳኖስ ወደ ኋላሽ የተመለስሽ ምን ሆናችኋል? እናንተም ተራሮች እንደ ኮርማዎች ኮረብቶችስ እንደ ጠቦቶች ለምን ዘለላችሁ? ከያዕቆብ አምላክ ፊት ከጌታ ፊት ምድር ተናወጠች። ድንጋዩን ወደ ውሃ መቆሚያ ጭንጫውንም ወደ ውሃ ምንጭ ቀለወጠ።
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth.
So here from the Royal Amharic, the theme right here is praises, Isis of Fasica, of Passover, John Passover, Exodus. Here.
Salanta, Tainayas, I mean, let's get right in today's daily psalm, Mezmor David, Meto Asara Arat. Meto Asara Arat. We have Psalm 114, as we mentioned, that Psalm 114 and Psalm 115 as a Mezmor Mezmor Metoasra Amis Be'Ebraist in the Metzav Kedus of Negus Neges, the authorized, devised, and hard Bible, showing that Psalm 114 and 115 are kind of doubled up, but 114 is actually 113, and we have to reason on the ancient numbering. But right here, let's just ride up with this little psalm. It's a little, but it's Talua. We have Psalm 114, Mezmor Metoasra Arat. The psalmist in I recalls, calls to mind the event horizon, the horizon of the Exodus and the conquest, and I liberates Adonijah Rastafari's kingship over his covenant people, over Jah peoples. So hear, give ear. Sema, Yisrael, Yisrael Hoy, give ear, even I, Israel of a new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari. So make I ride up. Besimahab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Here we have the superscription for the Metzav Kedus, as well as in the LXX, we have Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. It's a Hallelujah, Hallelujah psalm. In the exodus of Israel from Egypt, of the house of Yaakov, from people of a strange language, from people of a strange language. Here, Kuter And, Israel, Kagibit. When Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the true source, went out from Egypt, Israel kagivit, in the Ethiopic kagivit, we have the Hebrew mimitzrayim, from the mitzvahs. But here in the authorized, advised, and hard Bible, the book of the seven seals of Garmawi, Chayla Salafi, Kutaran, verse 1, Israel, Kagavita, Yeyaikobimma, Beta, Kain Gada, his brother, Wet Agize, when Israel went out from Egypt, Israel, Kagavit, from Egypt, Yeyaikobim, and of Jacob, Yeyaikobim, Beit, and the Beit of Yaikob, Kain Gada, his brother. Ingada is an interesting word in the Amharic and the Latin Amharic used as like a guest, in that sense, from a guest nation. Ka-ingada hizb. In the older, the more archaic Amharic, it would have that idea of like a strange, in that sense, a strange/guest. His people. The wat-a-gizeh, when they went forward. In a sense, it can mean to emanate, but not to get into those, not, you know, that level right there. But what to come out, when they came up and out. In gada hizb, but what gizeh, kuter hulet. Now, check. In the Metzav Kedus, about the strange language, just as in gada hizb, what gizeh, kuter hulet. Verse 2. Yeah, verse 2. Yehuda mekdesu. Israelim gzatu honne. Yehuda. Mekdesu. Judah was his sanctuary. Judah, Yehuda, Mekdesu, his holy place, his sanctuary. Israelim and Israel gzatu honne became his dominion, his gzat, gzatu honne. Kuter source. Verse 3. Bahir ayetch, the sea, she saw it, sheshachim, and she fled, she jetted. Yordanosema wadachwalawa, temelese, Jordan was driven back, and Jordan, in other words, the sea, she saw it, and Jordan, he fled back. Jordan, wede chwalau, towards his back, towards the back, backward. Temelese was driven back. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Teraro chende kormawoch, korepto chiminda tevotocha zelelu. The mountains are skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. Here. The mountains leaped like rams, and the hills as little sheep of sheep. We have that in the LXX. Terraroch, the mountains, in the Kormawoch. Koreb Tochem in the Tebotocha Zalelu Kutar Amis, verse 5. Hanchi, Bahira Yeshashish. Anchim Yordanosa Wode Hualasha Yetamalesisha Minno Honachual. What aileth thee? Oh, thou sea, that thou fleddest. Anchi, Bahira Yeshashish. Anchim Yordanosa Wode Hualasha Yetamalesisha. What be you? What be y'all? Now, here's interesting because in this sense right here, in this verse, we have the feminine, referring to them in the feminine, sense, both the sea, the Bahir, the Etera Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, or the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, as well as Yordanos, as well as Jordan. Min, what? Honachuchal, what became of y'all? What became of your Anchi Bahir Yeshashish? Anchim Yordanos? What a Hualasha Yetamalesish? Min Honachuchal? What ailest thou, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou, Jordan, that thou wast driven back. Kutar Sidis, verse 6. In Antem Terraroch, in the Kormawoch, Korepto Chisha, in the Tabotocha, Lemon Zalacho, ye all mountains, Inante speaking to like you all, Inantem, and you all, Terraroch, and you all mountains, in the Kormawoch, like in a sense, rams, Korepto Chis, in the Tabotocha, Lemon Zalacho. And ye little hills like lambs? Question. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Ka Ya'ikov Amlak feet, ka Geta feet, midaratanawatech, tremble, thou earth, shake, like almost a quake, shake and quake, tremble thou earth, at the presence of the Geta, the Adawan, the Adon. At the presence of Eloha, Ya'ikov, at the presence of the source of Jacob, Ka Ya'ikov Amlakfit, from the face, the perception of the source of Jacob, Ka Ya'ikov Amlakfit, Ka Gita Fit, and from the Gita's presence, perception, Midr, the land, the earth, Tanawetech, she shook, she trembled, she quaked. Kuter Cement, verse 8. Dingayuna wode wucha mekomiya. Kinchawinema wode wucha mincha kalawate. Which turned the rock into a standing water. The flint into a fountain of waters. Instead of which, it should be more who. I mean, the one who turned. See, is continued from verse 7, the source of Ya'ikov and the Gita, the Adawan, the Adon, the sovereign who turned the rock into a standing water. Din Gayuna, water Wuham, Komiya, Chinchau, Nema, water Wuham, Minchakalawata,
let it go, and that's the dream. Nothing more to be said.
Thank you.
Here we have Mizmor Kof Yod Dalet, Psalm CXIV, Psalm 114. So here, an introduction to Psalm CXIV, Hebraically, Mizmor Kof Yod Dalet, or Kof Yudalet. Nature's commotion, the natural's commotion, before Ha'el, the true good, the true God, before the Elohim of the Exodus. Now, the title in the LXX and Septuagint is an Alleluia, Alleluia, or Hallelujah in Hebrew, Alleluia. This is the most symmetrical psalm in the Hallel group of psalms from CXIII to CXVIII, from Psalm 113 to Psalm 118. It falls or it rises naturally into four distinct parts, each consisting of two verses, each verse again of two lines, in which there is a carefully maintained parallelism of thought. The first six verses describe generally the miraculous phenomena that accompanied the Exodus. It's not until verse 7 that the name of him who brought them to pass, quote, the Lord, the God of Jacob, end quote, is introduced. So it's not until verse 7 that we have Eloha Ya'ikob, Eloha Ya'ikob, or Adon, Adon, the Lord, Eloha Ya'ikob, the Lord, God of Jacob, is introduced. Now, this feature, it heightens the climax and adds to the beauty of the poem. It is not unnatural to suppose that the subject of this poem is suggested to the psalmist by the recent deliverance from captivity and that this is a post-exilic psalm. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Dalet, Kof Yod Dalet. Psalm 114. Now, in today's daily psalm, Psalm 114, just a brief summary here, commotion of nature, of the nature, the natural, before the nature of natures, before Ha'elohim, the Redeemer Mimitzrayim, the Redeemer out of Egypt, to the side of the general hallelujah that we have in Psalm 113, verses 1 to 9. So to the side of the general hallelujah, hallelujah, Psalm 113, verses 1 to 9. Praise ye, Jehovah. Praise, O ye servants of Jehovah. Praise the name of Jehovah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, avdei Yahuwah, hallelujah, et Hashem Yahuwah. Blessed be the name of Jehovah from this time forth and forever for evermore. Yehi Hashem Yahuwah, me boraka, me ata weada olam. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Yahuwah, Jehovah's name is to be praised. Mi mizrach shemesha ada mi bo mi hulal shem Yahuwah. Jehovah is high above all nations, nationalities, the international community, and his glory above the heavens. Ram Al kol goyim, Yahuwah, Allah hashemayim, kuvodo. Who is like to Jehovah, our God, Eloheinu, our Elohim, who dwelleth on high. Mi kai Yahuwah Eloheinu, ha magabihia la shavet, 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 shavet. Who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth.
Hamashapili Lirota Bashamayim Uva Aret. He riseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth the needy out of the dung hill. Mik imiya me afara dalla meya ashpota yarim evyon, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. Le hoshviya ima nidve amo, he maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Moshevi ekareta habayita emaha banim. Simecha
hallelujah.
So to this side of the general hallelujah psalm, those nine verses of Psalm 113, comes an historical one that is likewise adorned. Here we have in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yodalet, verse 8, which reads, Ha Hofki Hatzor Igamayim Ha Lamish Le Ma'ino Mayim. We have verse 8 here. Verse 8. Who turneth the rock into a standing water. Ha hofki hatsura igamayim. The flint into a fountain of waters. Chalamish. Le ma'ino mayim. Now, here, adorned in Psalm 114, verse 8, with the chirik kampaginis, or the chirik combination, and still further with the cholem kampaginis, or with the cholem combination, and is the festival psalm, the festival mizmor of the eighth Passover, Pesach, Fasika day in the Yehudi and the Jewish ritual. The deeds of Elohim at the time of the Exodus are here brought together to form a picture in miniature that is as majestic as it is charming. There are four tetrastich verse combinations that pass by with the swiftness of a bird, as it were with four flappings of its wings. Thus the four tetrastiches that pass by with the swiftness of a bird, as it were with four flappings of its wings. The church sings this mizmor, this psalm, in a tonus peregrinus, distinct from the eight psalm tones. So here the note that the church sings this mizmor in a tonus peregrinus. This is a Latin phrase that brings out the stranger tone, the tonus peregrinus, that's distinct from the eight psalm tones. So here, an introduction, the Keel and the Delitzsch introduction right here to today's daily psalm, to Mizmor Kof Yod Dalet. In the Sefer Tehillim, this psalm is themed the Exodus. From the point of view of poetry, this mizmor is a lyric of surpassing beauty. In construction and language, it is among the finest in the Psalter, in the Book of Psalms. It may be regarded as a comment on the closing verses of the previous psalm, Psalm 113, that Hallel psalm, and supplies the supreme historical illustration of the claim they are made. A biblical scholar has well remarked, quote, when we turn to the poetical and prophetical books of the Old Testament, we find that amidst all the vicissitudes of their fortunes, the memory of the Exodus with its attendant circumstances never was obliterated, but remained fresh and green in the minds of the people as long as their national life and liberty, if we may add, as long as their national life and liberty lasted.
in song and psalm and prophecy, the echoes of this wonderful deliverance in Egypt and at the Red Sea, the Yam Suf, the Etara Bahir, the Sea of Reeds, the Eritrean Sea, ring down their history till its close. End quote. No wonder it was recalled when the exile came to an end and the return to Zion, to Zion, thought of as a parallel to that outstanding event and to this outstanding event,
horizon. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Dear God, please make me into a bird so I can fly far, far away from here. Far away from here. Far away from here.
People that was glad here, here midrash on today's psalm. Here mizmor kof yo dalet, mizmor kof yo dalet, mizmor kof yo dalet. Psalm 114, Psalm CXIV, theme of the theme. Here mizmor kof yo dalet, mizmor kof yo dalet. Mizmor Kof Yod Dalet, Psalm 114, Psalm CXIV, the theme of today's psalm, the Exodus, Mizmor Kof Yod Dalet. And here, a midrash on Psalm 114, on Mizmor Kof Yod Dalet. When Israel, Yisrael, went forth out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, of Yaakov, from a people that was glad, hear midrash on today's psalm. B'Seit Yisrael, Mia Mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov, Me'am Lo'ez. When Yisrael, when Israel came forth, Exodus it. B'Seit Yisrael, B'Seit Yisrael, or B'Seata Yisraela Mia Mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov, Me'am Lo'ez. When Yisrael went forth, Mia Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, the house of Jacob, Beit Yaakov, from a people that was glad, Me'am Lo'ez. Here, midrash note. The usual reading is when Israel came forth out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language. But here in the Midrash, we have read differently from a people that was glad. And so strange language, the Lo'ez, the Lamed, the Ayin, and the Gimel, the Zayin. The Lamed, the Ayin, and the Zayin. The L, the A, the hard A, the Ayin, and the Zayin, or the Zayin. The L, the hard A, and the Z. So here, Midrash note, the Lamed, Ayin, and the Zayin is usually rendered of strange language. However, by metathesis, the commentator reads the word Ayin, Lamed, and Zayin as glad. Instead of the Lamed Ayin Zayin, it's the Ayin Lamed Zayin, and therefore the word would be glad. Thus, the Midrash right here, when Israel went forth, Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, the house of Yaakov, from a people that was glad. Here, the Aleph verse of Mizmor Kof, Yod Dalet, Psalm 114. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says. Even in Psalm 105, Hebraically the 38th verse, Psalm 105, verse 38, Egypt was glad when they departed. Samach Mitzrayim, be
Mitzaytam. Egypt was glad when they departed. Samacha Mitzrayim. Bitzayatam. Egypt, Mitzrayim, was glad. Samach Mitzrayim. Bitzayatam or Bitzayatam. When they departed, when they exodused. Bitzayatam. Bitzayatam. Samacha Mitzrayim. Bitzayatam. Rav Berakiah told a mashal, a parable, of a fat man, riding on an ass. The fat man was wondering, quote, when can I get off the ass? And the ass was wondering, quote, when will he get off me? When the time, the Iowa came for the fat man to get off, I do not know which one was more glad. I don't know which one was more glad. And when David thought of how glad the Mitzrayim, the Egyptian, the Kemetiyu, the Egyptian, the Mitzrayimites were, when the Bnei Yisrael, when the sons, the children of Israel, went forth, mi Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, Egypt, he began to sing and praise in Isis of the Exodus, mi Mitzrayim, of the Exodus from Egypt, saying, when Yisrael came forth, mi Mitzrayim, from a people that was glad. Bitz'ata Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Beit Ya'ikob me'ama elos, or Beit Ya'ikob me'am lo'ez. People, lo'ez, strange language people, me'am elos, people glad. Another comment on praise ye Yah, hallelujah, praise ye Yah, praise ye Isis, y'all, praise ye Yah. When Israel went forth out of Egypt, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. And here, picking up with Psalm 113, the ninth verse, the D part of the verse, here to Psalm 114, the Aleph, the first verse. And here, the D part of the verse, is hallelujah, the whole verse, who maketh the barren woman to dwell in her house as a joyful mother of children. The Dalet part is the hallelujah, Moshevia ikreta habayit aim habanim simcha hallelujah. So here, praise ye Yah, the last word of Psalm 113, verse 9, Hebraically, the hallelujah, praise ye Yah, hallelujah, 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 to the first verse, here, and the first part of the second verse, thus, hallelujah, bitzeata Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, beit Ya'ikov me'ama lo eza. Haita Yehuda le adisho Yisrael la mama shelotayo. Praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. When Israel went forth out of Egypt, Bitzeata Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Judah became his sanctuary. Haita Yehuda le adisho Israel his dominion. Yisrael mima shelotayo. Elsewhere, another mizmor, another psalm, another chant, Isaiah says, sing shiru to God, sing praises, Isaiah, to his name, extol solu him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. Here, Psalm 68, mizmor, samek chet, Psalm 68, Hebraically, the fifth verse, Shiru l'Elohim, Zamareu Shemo, Solu la Rokeba, Ba Rabota, Ya Shemo, We Ilazu Li Fanayo, Sing your Shiru. Sing le Elohim to Elohim, Shiru le Elohim, sing praises, chant Isis. Zamareu Shemo, to Shemo, to his name. Solu, extol him. Solu, la rokev, that rideth. La rokev, that rideth. Ba erabot, that rideth upon the skies. Erabot, or also maybe translated through the deserts, rideth upon the skies, rideth through the desert. La rokeva ba rabota bi Yah, whose name is Yah, whose name is Jah, the Savior name of Yisrael, bi Yah Shemo, in Yah, in He who be, Shemo, His name. We ilzu, and exalt ilzu, we ilzu li fanayo, and exalt y'all before Him. What can shiru, shiru, what can shiru mean, Chaverim? What can shiru mean? It can mean, quote, wait for Elohim. As in the verse from Eov, from Job, Job chapter 7, verse 8, the eye of him that would see me shall not wait for me, tishoreini, tishoreini. Or it can mean sing songs and praises and eyes before him. What can solu, solu, what can solu mean? Extol y'all, said Rav Yehuda, Judah. Smooth your way to him, said Rav Nehemiah, as in the verse from Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 62 and 10. Make smooth, solu, make smooth the highway, make smooth, solu, make smooth the highway. Him that rideth upon the heavens, upon the Arabot, the Arabot. Hear, hear, from Mizmor Samech Het, Samech Het, Psalm 68, verse 5, where it reads, him that rideth upon the heavens, solu, la rokeb, ba rabot, that rideth upon the skies. The Rebbeinot, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah taught that there are two heavens. Since it is said, even in Psalm 68, Hebraically at the 34th verse, 68, 34, it is said, to him that rideth up on the heavens that are of old, to him that rideth upon the heavens that were of old, the heavens which are of old. La rokeba bishmeya shmeya kedem, to him that rideth. La rokeb, la rokev, la rokeb, la rokeb, the rokeb, the rider. La rokeba bishmeya shmeya kedem, upon the heavens of the heaven of the kedem, the heavens of the heaven, bishmei, shmei, kedem, la rokeba, bishmeya, shmeya, kedem, which are of the kedem, which are of old, which are of the kedem. Our masters taught that there are three heavens, since it is said even in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27, heaven and the heaven of heaven. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27, heaven and the heaven of heaven. According to Rav Eliezer, there are seven heavens, namely, quote, veil, end quote, quote, expanse, end quote, firmament, end quote, habitation, end quote, dwelling, end quote, residence, end quote, and arabot, arabot, and the arabot, the arabot. And here, Midrash note, in the note, it says, see the above of the previous Midrash on Psalm 9, the 11th Perek, the 11th section, and Ginsburg Legends 5 and 10. So here, and looking at the Midrash on Psalm 9, and the 11th Perek, the 11th section, we find this right here, just a little share on the link to the Arabot or the Rabot, We find this right here in Psalm chapter 9. Chapter 9, it speaks of, and so with heavens, expanse, empyrean, firmaments, habitation, dwelling, residence, and then skies. Referring to this word here, the Arabot, of that it is written, extol him that rideth upon the skies. Extol him that rideth on the Arabot, the Arabot. And then looking at the note there, 42nd note, the term Arabot or the Arabot, skies, may be derived from the word Arab, darkened, and is synonymous with the Arafel or thick, the thick darkness. Also, there's the link with the deserts, as there is a word picture link between the heavens rideth up on the skies. This is adopted by the AV, the Authorized Version, but changed in the RV, the Revised Version, to through the deserts. Solu la rokeba ba'irabot. Extol him that rideth up on the skies ba'irabot, or through the deserts. The noun here means fine dust and is used for the thin layers of cloud in the sky. In Hebrew poetry, the usual meaning is the heavens, but a literal link with the Arabot is the fine dust of both the heavens as well as of the rider, the Rokeb, through the deserts. And the glory of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, is in the heaven called the Arabot. Rav Chalafta ben Yaakov taught in the name of Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, saw the deeds of the righteous, and their deeds pleased pleased Him. And here, a midrash note, the Arabot is derived from the Ayin, Resh, and Beit. The Ayin, hard Hebrew A, Resh, the R, and the Beit, the B, which means to please. And this is taken to mean a pleasant place, the Arabot, a pleasant place from the Arabe. Rav Pinchas Phinehas HaKohen Bar Hamma, Rav Phinehas the priest Bar Hamma, said, In the heaven called Arabot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sows the doings of the righteous, and they bear fruit. As it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah 3 and 10, they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Them shall eat the fruit of their doings. And here, a midrash note on the Arabot, here associated with the Araba. The Araba is an arid tract of land likened to desert ground. The Araba, a arid tract, a dry tract of land. Biyah is his title. Biyah is his title. Here. Psalm 68, Hebraically the fifth verse. Biyah Shema. By his name. Literally here. Midrash note here. By his name, Yah. Biyah Shemo. Biyah is his title. Rav Yehuda, the prince. Rav Judah, not Rav Yehuda, the compiler of the Mishnah, but his grandson, known as Rav Yehuda the second, known as Rav Yehuda HaNasi, Rav Yehuda the prince. Rav Judah the prince. He asked Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, what does Biyah
is his title, B'yah Shemo. Mean, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Nachman, he replied, you know of no place that does not have a noteworthy man appointed as magistrate to redress official wrongs. And who is appointed to redress such wrongs in the world? It is, if one dare speak thus, like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, for B'yah is His title, B'yah Shemo, cannot be understood unless it is read not B'yah, but B'yah, 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 the magistrate who redresses official wrongs. Hear, Midrash note, from the Greek, from the Koine, Biyah, Biyah is power. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim is described as, quote, he who wields power, Biyastes, Biyastes. That, according to a suggestion, for that and I am indebted to Dr. Saul Lieberman, this is the equivalent to the Latin, quote, defensor civitatis. Defensor civitatis, or defensor loci, defensor loci. In the later period of the empire, this was the title of a magistrate in the provincial cities whose chief duty was to afford protection against oppression, rephrase, against downpression on the part of the governor. Here, a reference to Harper's Latin Dictionary, defensor. So here in the Midrash right here, Biyah, Biyah, the magistrate who redresses official wrongs, Biyah is his title. Then Rav Yehuda HaNasi, Rav Judah the Prince, said to Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Samuel bar Nachmani, when I asked of the sages, alas, that they are gone and have not been replaced. The meaning of B'yah, how well they answered. For when I asked Rav Eliezer, he did not answer as you did, but said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, created two worlds with two letters, two Hebraic letters, as is said even in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, with Yah, B'yah, the Lord created worlds. Ki, B'yah, Yahuwah, Sora, Olamim. For the Lord is God and everlasting rock. Here, Midrash note on this. Literally, for the Lord is God and everlasting rock. Hebraically, Ki, B'yah, Yahuwah, Sora, Olamim. The Hebrew is literally in Yah is Yahuwah. The Hebrew here, ki, for, B'yah, Yahuwah. In Yah, B'yah, is Yahuwah, he who be, who he be. The grammarians term this use of the preposition bait, or beth, in, Hebraically, bait, beth, in, they term this, the grammarians term this, the bait of essence, the bait of essence, the best of essence. Ki B'yah Yahuwah Sora Olamim. For in Yah is Yahuwah Sora Olamim, an everlasting and eternal rock, a rock of ages. Sora Olamim. Or rock, olamim, of worlds, of ages. Ki, B'yah, Yahuwah, Sor, olamim. So here, the bait, or the beth, Hebrew, beth, and from an English perspective, beth, or bait, the bait of essence, the bait, essentia, essentiale, essentia, the essential beth, or the bait, the beth of essence. Bait being house, Hebraically, and bait or bat being daughter. The best of essence, the bait essentia, the essential bait. Therefore, when it is said,
with Yah, the Yah, Yahuwah, created world. Sura Olamim from Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 26 and 4. That is to say, that is, created them, created worlds with the letters Yod and He, with the letters Yod and He. But we do not know whether this world was created with the He and the Olam Haba, the world to come, with the Yod, or whether this world was created with the Yod and the Olam Haba with the He. Hebraically, the Yod of Yah and the He of Yah. But since Scripture says, even Bereshit in Genesis, Genesis 2 and 4, these are the generations of the heaven and of the earth. Behibarim, behibarim, behibarim. And here, Bereshit, Genesis, Genesis chapter 2, Hebraically the fourth verse. Eile toldot hashamayim v'haaretz behibaram, behibaram. When they were created, behibaram, behibaram. Now it's interesting right here, if you look at the Masoretic text, the He is much smaller after the Beit Essentia, the Beit of essence. So we have the Beit, the B, and then we have a small he, or he, behibaram, behibaram, when they were created, behibaram. Here. Eile toldot hashemayim veharetza, behibaram. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, the earthly plane, when they were created. Behibaram, behibaram. So here, Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. That is Beit, the Beit, the Hebrew B, with, and He, the letter He, the H, and the Beit, the Resh, the Aleph, and the Mim. Bar-Am, Bar-Am, Behi-Bar-Am, Behi-Bar-Am, Bar-Am, He created them. Behibaram. Therefore, with the letter He, Ha-Elohim, created the heavens and the earth and the earthly plane. And since this world was created with the letter He, the Olam Haba was created with the letter Yod. Even as the letter He, Hebraically, is open at the bottom and closed on top, so this world and all it contains will go down into the grave. The upward pointing serif at the top of the letter, Hebraically, however, this intimates the resurrection, the tichyat, the resurrection of the dead. The world to come, the olam haba, was created with the letter, the Hebrew letter yod, the Hebrew letter yod. Some say yud, Hebraically, the letter yod. And even as the shape of the yod is bent, so in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, the pride of Harasha, the Ratchet, the Rishayim, shall be brought low. Here, Midrash note, shall be brought low. The parallel is found in the Genesis Rabbah 12 and 4 and Bereshit Rabbah 12 and 4. The world to come, the Olam Haba, was created with the letter Yod. And even as the shape, Hebraically, of the Yod is bent, so in the Olam Haba, the world to come, the pride of Harasha, the Rishayim, the Ratchet, and the Ratchet ones shall be brought low. And they shall be pale. They shall be pale with shame. As it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 17, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down. Wishach gabahuta ha'adam, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and shall be bowed down, shall be bowed down, the loftiness of man, of Adam. The loftiness of Adam shall be bowed down. Wishach.
Barbahut Ha-Adam. When David saw Ha-Kadosh, that Ha-Kadosh Baruchu, when David, the well-beloved, saw that Ha-Kadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, the Isle One, Baruchu, blessed be He, created two worlds with these two letters, these two Hebraic letters, he began to praise Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, with them, saying, praise Yah, hallelujah, praise ye Yah, praise he who be. B'tzeita Yisrael mimitzrayim, when Israel came forth out of Egypt. B'tzeita Yisrael mimitzrayim. In Exodus saying, B'tzeit or B'tzeata Yisrael, when Yisrael exodused Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, from Egypt. Rav Eliezer HaKapar taught four reasons were the Bnei Yisrael, were the sons, the children of Israel redeemed Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, from Kemet. They did not change their names. They did not change their language. They did not reveal their secrets, and they were not wanton. They were not wanton, wanti-wanti. For four reasons, Rav Eliezer HaKapar taught, for four reasons were the Bnei Yisrael redeemed Mitzrayim, from Egypt, from Mitzrayim. One, they did not change their names. Two, they did not change their language. Three, they did not reveal their secrets. And four, they were not wanton. They did not change their names, their shemot, their names. The verses in Numbers, Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 26, verse 7, these are the families of the Reubenites. And the verse in Numbers, Bamidbar, chapter 26, verse 14, that reads, these are the families of the Shimeonites, of the Shimeonites. This proves that when they came down to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, their names, their Shemot, were Reuben and Shimeon, were Reuben and Simeon. And when they came forth, Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, their names were still Reuben and Shimeon, Reuben and Simeon. They did not change their language. They continued to speak their sacred language, as is said even here in today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Dalet, Kof Yud Dalet, Kof Yod Dalet, Psalm 114, verses 1 to 2, that reads, when the house of Yaakov of Jacob came forth from a people of strange language, Judah kept to his sanctuary. When the house of Jacob came forth from a people of strange language, Judah kept to his sanctuary. Beit Yaakov me'ama lo'ez, haita Yehuda le'kadsho. The house of Jacob, Beit Yaakov, from a people of strange language, me'am lo'ez, Yehuda, Judah kept to his sanctuary, or Judah became his sanctuary, or some translators translate, Judah was his sanctuary. Here. Yehuda, Judah kept to his sanctuary. Haita Yehuda le'kadsho. That is, kept to his sacred language. They did not reveal their secrets. You will find that a divine command was committed to their keeping for 12 months, for 12 moons. Ha'el, Ha'elohim told them, every woman shall ask, not borrow, in the other translations, here, Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 22, every woman shall ask of her neighbor jewels of silver, etc. Every woman, Isha, shall ask of her neighbor jewels of silver, etc. Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 22. And there was not one among them who disclosed the divine command. They were not wanton. Wanty-wanty. They were not wanton. There was only one loose woman, among them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made her name known, as is written according to Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 24, verses 10 to 11, where it reads, "And the son of an Israelitish woman, whose father was an Egyptian, a Mitzri, and whose mother's name was Shalomit, the daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan, That is, he who spoke and the world came into being, he himself testifies that in Yisrael, the Tsar of El, the Prince of the Almighty, Yashar El, the Upright of the Almighty, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the Almighty Eye, there was no other child of wantonness except this one.
Perfect. Blessed. Moshiach.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
And other comment on when Israel came forth out of Egypt. To what merit did the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, come forth? Rav Yehuda, Judah taught, through the merit of the blood of the Passover lamb and of the blood of the circumcision. As is said even in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 6, quote, "I said to thee, to the eye, when thou wast in thy blood, live, yea. I said to thee, to the eye, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Hear the fuller verse, Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 6. "When I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said to thee," speaking to she, "when thou wast in thy blood, live, chayi." Yea, I said to thee, speaking to she, "when thou wast in thy blood, bidamayik, chayi, live. Wa ebora alayik. Wa ereka mita boseseta bidamayik. Wa omar lata bidamayik. Chayi. Wa omar laka bidamayik. Chayi. Live. Chayi. Rav Nehemiah taught, through the merit of Ha Torah, through the merit of the Torah, that they were to receive. For it is said, and HaElohim, the true good, the true God, saw the Bnei Yisrael, saw the sons, the children of Israel, in Exodus 2 and 25. And then it is said in Exodus chapter 20, verse 15, "And all the people saw the thunderings at the giving of Ha Torah, the direction, instruction, the teaching of His divine majesty." So too, when you learn from another passage in that Moses is told, even in Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 12, "When thou hast brought forth the people, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, ye, y'all shall serve HaElohim, the true good, the true God, upon this mountain." Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, through the merit of HaMishkan, the tabernacle, that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, were to make. For it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 2, verse 25, "And HaElohim, and Elohim saw the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel. And then it is said even in Shemot, Exodus 39, verse 43, and Moshe, and Moses saw all the work. Moses saw all the work of HaMishkan, of the tabernacle. So, too, you may learn from another passage in that Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim says, I that brought them forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. Even here in Shemot, Exodus chapter 29, verse 46. That is, quote, with the stipulation that I dwell among them, end quote. This verse here in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 29, verse 46. Here, Shemot, Exodus chapter 29, here the fuller verse 46. Ve'yada'u ki ani Yehovah Eloheihem asher hotzeiti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim le'shakniya b'tokam ani Yehovah Eloheihem. And they shall know that I be he who be who he be. Ve'yada'u ki ani Yehovah Eloheihem. Their Elohim that brought them forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Asher hotzeiti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim. So that I may dwell among them. Le shakni bitokam, that I may shakan, dwell among them. Le shakni bitokam. I be he who be we be, their Elohim. Ani Yehovah Eloheihem. He brought them forward with the stipulation that I may dwell among them. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, Eliezer ben Jacob taught, through the merit of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, for it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 2, verse 25, and Elohim saw the children of Israel. Vayare Elohim et bnei Yisrael, vayeda'a Elohim. And Elohim saw the bnei Yisrael. Vayare Elohim et bnei Yisrael, and Elohim took cognizance of them, took respect to them, Vayeda'a Elohim. And then it is said of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, even in Isaiah 29:23, when Jacob seeth his children, the work of my hands, in the midst of them, that they sanctify my name, yea, they shall sanctify the Holy One of Jacob. Kia biroto wa yiladayo ma'iseya yadaya bikarobo yakidishu shemiya wehikidishu eta kedosha yaiko. When he seeth his children, the work of my hands in the midst of him. Kia biroto wa yiladayo wa ma'iseya yadai bikurbo, that they sanctify, set apart my name, Yakidishu wa shemi, sanctify my name. Yea, they shall sanctify the Holy One, the Isle One, the Kadosh of Yaakov, where he Yakidishu wa eta Kadosha Yaakov. What children are alluded to in the phrase, when he seeth his children? Ki beroto yeladayo, when he seeth his children, those children whom was no blemish, according to Daniel chapter 1 verse 4, those children in whom there was no blemish, Daniel chapter 1 verse 4, who sanctified Ha'el, Ha'Elohim's name, the Hashem, HaKadosh, Baruch Hashem. They sanctified, set apart Ha'Elohim's name, the Hashem, in the fiery furnace. Rav Abba Bar Kahana taught,
through the merit of the generation of Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, of that it is said, his children, the work of my hands in the midst of him. Yeladayo ma'isei yadai dekirbo. His children, yeladayo, his children, the work of my hands, ma'isei yadai, the work, ma'isei of my hand, yadai, the work of my hands in the midst of him, dekirbo, in the midst of him. Now, when David saw on account of how many merits the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, came forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, he began to sing and praise in Isis of the Exodus. Of the Exodus,
mi mitzrayim.
Hallelujah! This ata Yisrael mi mitzrayim. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! When Yisrael came forth out of Egypt. Hallelujah! This ata Yisrael mi mitzrayim.